last week we got confirmation of the Brexit fund from Europe, and I think no county in the island of Ireland has suffered more because of partition and the impact of Brexit when you have 93% of our border with our northern six counties. And there's been huge additional costs on many businesses over the course of the last 12 months and more, and I think it's important that we as a council are in there playing a role front and centre to support the business people, to support the agriculture sector and indeed the fishing sector as well. There's many areas of opportunity here, and I think it's important that we're in meeting the Shared Island Union at a very early stage to look at the opportunities with regards to the whole economic development of the county and indeed of the whole region as well, the North West region.
Has the Taoiseach's office reached out to Donegal County Council as of yet? Have you heard directly from the Shared Island Unit, or do you believe this is one where the council needs to actually take the initiative and the council needs to be the one that starts to get proactive here?
As chair of the North West Cross Border Group, we would have had meetings with the Taoiseach and the Shared Island Unit in the past, and I'd be very happy with the engagement, and I think it's important that Donegal County Council are part of that journey as well, because we're a huge county and there's many challenges for us here, but there's also opportunities for us as well going forward. So it's important that we start that engagement now at an early stage, and we demonstrate to government and to the department that we as a council are eager to be part of any opportunities that may present themselves, because there's huge investment needed in many areas of our piers and harbours and indeed agriculture, but also the whole area of incubation and business development as well. We need to, at an early stage, get in there.